Good afternoon and welcome to the KXCV Care and W Bearcat Coaches Show. We are broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch along with Matt Tritton. I'm John Coffrey as we talk Northwest Missouri State athletics for the next hour, as we'll be talking football, soccer, volleyball, cross country, along with men's and women's tennis and a little bit of golf here to start things off as well. So it's been a busy time on the Northwest campus with a lot of different sports underway. And for the most part, last week, Matt, not one of the better weekends for Northwest athletics, but I'm sure there'll be rebounding coming up this upcoming weekend.
Sure, Bearcats taking their fair share of lumps, which happens from time to time. We are still very early on in the fall, and you think about football going, and tough game on the road against Fort Hays State, a 17-6 loss. Volleyball, a couple conference matches to open things up, and a 5-set loss to both Missouri Southern and Central Missouri that, you know, a few points they like to have back in each of those matches. Then you go soccer, ties Missouri Western Friday, and they fall to UCM on the road on Sunday. Cross country, though, able to come out, and they put on a good showing, though, as they went to the Woody Greeno Invitational up in Lincoln, Nebraska. The men finishing 7th overall, the women finishing 4th overall, in a really tough competition with some good Division I, Division II, NAIA, JUCO teams all around them. So top to bottom, really good. You know, men's title in that cross country as well. You know, Drew Atkins and Nate Mueller, now 1-2 all-time in the 8K race. So they both had record-setting times for Northwest on the men's side there. And we'll also be talking with one of those men's runners coming up in Brandon Munford, who had a really good day. Whitney Post from the women's team had a PR up at the Woody Greeno. So overall, a good weekend there for cross-country. And plenty to build on for everybody. As again, we're just here in mid-September. There's a lot of games, matches, runs, everything left to go.
No doubt about that. And golf right now, busy down near Bolivar with another golf tournament there, this time hosted by Drury University, the Panther Invitational, and day two of that golf tournament taking place here today.
Yeah, the Bearcats as a team have jumped up 5 spots. They are now tied for 7th out of this field of 16. And individually, really just a stellar day so far for Maddie Schlafer. She is now tied for 1st. She has jumped up 23 spots today. She shot a 79 in round one, but so far today she is 1 under par. Some other golfers having a little bit of a struggle. So for the whole tournament right now, she is sitting 6 over par, having a terrific day through 11 holes. So tied for 1st, and there's a chance that she continues to build and maybe take that lead individually and go on to win this tournament. We'll see. Still a lot of golf left to go for Maddie Schlafer, but one heck of a start here for this Northwest Missouri State junior golfer.
Oh, no doubt about that. She's already had some good scores up to this particular event here as well. So
she has. She's really made her presence felt through the first, what, 3 tournaments now. Of course, Paige Hoffman, we saw what she did last year, had a stellar first season in Bearcat Green. Ellie Spies coming off probably her best tournament ever, too. So you are starting to feel like more and more depth within that Bearcat golf program.
Soccer this past weekend, a 1-1 tie with Missouri Western, then went down to Warrensburg and lost a 2-0 decision to Central Missouri. They've got matches coming up on the road this week, Fort Hays State and Nebraska Kearney on Friday and Sunday. And then a little bit later this month, a fundraising opportunity to help out the son of a former Bearcat soccer player, as Beckett Fowler is the son who has a rare form of brain cancer, and the Northwest soccer team will be doing what they can to help out some of the costs involved with that. So Tammy Fowler's time, Tammy Eiberger, when she was at Northwest Missouri State, the mother there. So Northwest soccer doing some things to help out a good cause here.
Yeah, you love to see that. Keeping it within the Bearcat family, always hear that once a Bearcat, always a Bearcat, but really rallying around Beckett here. And so they're going to have a Wreck-It Like Beckett event, as you mentioned there. And not going to go ahead and try to pronounce the full type of cancer that he is battling, this rare form, but they call it ATRT. And so all the money raised for it will go to Hope for ATRT, which funds research for that new and very rare form of cancer. So as you mentioned, this is coming up on September 24th at 1 o'clock here at Bearcat Pitch. So folks can get out, a chance to get a shirt, put those contributions out toward this really great cause. And again, rally around a Bearcat, but also a young individual who would love to be at Northwest Missouri State himself one day. So a great thing that Coach Gordon and the club's doing.
No doubt about that. And then in football, you touched on a tough loss to Fort Hays State on the road to Hays this past weekend. They'll get a chance to be back for family weekend activities with the football game, kind of the main event for family weekend. Lincoln University comes to town. So it's good to get back at Bearcat Stadium for that matchup on Saturday.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, one of those, you go on the road for a really tough game, and that tends to happen, that you're going to take some lumps here and there. But the chance to get back, you take on a team like Lincoln that Northwest has had a lot of success against. And also your first Saturday afternoon game of the season. It's at home. Family weekend. Not only do you see the students, the alumni, the community come out, but there are a lot of parents coming out to see their freshmen, their sophomores, their juniors, you know, maybe the first time in quite a while. So, you know, Bearcat Stadium is going to be packed. It's going to be rocking. It should be a terrific atmosphere, really good weather. And so, you know, hopefully we see the Bearcats step up and really take it to Lincoln and kind of put things in the right direction. You know, one of the things in the notes here from Colin McDonough, the Northwest Missouri State SID, the first time the Cats under 500 since 03. But as he noted here, the Bearcats rally that year finished 8-3. One of five MIAA co-champions with a league mark of 7-2, had a couple non-conference in there. It feels like it's a similar year to that in the fact that you look back at the scores from the previous few weeks. This is a tough league with a lot of really good teams, and maybe there's not that one clear cut. Pittsburgh State, of course, is ranked very high, but they just barely survived Central Missouri, who's playing awfully good football. Missouri Southern's on the up and up. We're seeing Emporia State and Fort Hays play well. This is going to be a knockdown, drag-out slugfest, and so 3 weeks means nothing in this league right now.
For this past weekend in particular, just some wild scores. That Missouri Southern, I imagine going into this season, a lot of people would have thought that Nebraska Kearney would have just run over Missouri Southern. But Missouri Southern much improved. They went on the road and had a big win against UNK.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's not only a matter of, like, Kearney going to Joplin getting a win. They went up to a tough place to play football and came away with a win against, you know, one of the best quarterbacks in the league in TJ Davis and a good Kearney team. So and the week before that, they were in Topeka taking down a good Washburn team. You know, Washburn's kind of a similar situation to Northwest, of kind of like, man, we're 1-2. This isn't where we expected to be, but again, a long season, a whole lot of football left to be played. So it's going to be kind of fun to watch it play out. And Northwest continues to go, gets a little healthier and healthier. Things can flip in a hurry, and I feel like we're about to see that happen.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right there. And we'll be talking with a linebacker on the Bearcat football team, Bryce Crone, coming up a little bit later during the program. Bryce has really stepped in and done well, the second leading tackler on this team right now. And seeing his play last year in some special team unit, got some playing time at linebacker last year, and he stepped into a starting role and is doing just a fantastic job so far.
Yeah, we talked about this a bit on the broadcast on Saturday, but, you know, we're so used to talking about Andrew Dumas and Isaac Fulstead, what they bring, and just veteran linebackers that are all over the place, that maybe Bryce Crone gets a little overlooked when he shouldn't. But he's been a guy that's also been flying around and punched a ball out for a forced fumble over the weekend and really just putting himself in the right spot. And you can kind of tell more and more comfortable, more and more starts that he's getting. So once again, that's a pretty formidable group for the Bearcats.
And it doesn't seem like it was that long ago that Bryce's father, Jason, was running the ball out of that wishbone formation with Bud Elliott's Bearcat teams there a few years ago.
Well, it's so cool, too, to see just generation to generation of having these Bearcats step up and not only suit up, but perform as well.
Again, we are broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We got a lot more coming up on the show right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center,
Conception Seminary College, and the Prunery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at PizzaRanch.com.
Welcome back into Pizza Ranch for the KXCV KLRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we are talking Northwest Missouri State Volleyball, being joined by head coach Amy Wirth and Abby Brunson. Coach, diving in, tough weekend as you go through Missouri Southern, Central Missouri, a couple five-set losses, but we talk a lot about it, the depth of the MIAA, and we're seeing Missouri Southern's good record so far, playing better. Central Missouri, obviously know what they are year in and year out, and just a tough conference as a whole.
Yeah. I didn't feel good about the Missouri Southern match. Thought we could have played better. No, we should have played better, but we went five with them and then didn't perform at the highest level there in the fifth set. But came back. I was proud of them, the way that they came back and really fought on Saturday. From that piece, we could have really let that, you know, loss define us, and we didn't. And put together, you know, really good sets in the second and the fourth set. And then got it to a fifth, and so both days we fought back in the fourth to be able to get that into the fifth. Put together a great fifth set. We're really moving in the direction we wanted to, and needed one point and couldn't get it, and so that was unfortunately disappointing from our standpoint. Obviously, we all wanted that one point. Looking back on it, there's things that we can learn from it, and as my assistant says, you learn more from a loss than you do from a win, so what can we gain from that? And the thing about our schedule is we don't have a lot of time to sit and weep about those two things. We got to turn around and play again tonight, so we got to be ready for tonight and get after Missouri Western.
Abby, when you think about it, Coach mentioned going five sets, you're playing well, you're doing the right thing, just not quite closing that out. It's a lot better than obviously getting swept in three, then maybe questioning things a little bit, but still pretty calm, especially as a player that's been around the program for a while. I'm like, all right, we're all right, only two matches into the MIAA, so there's a lot of volleyball left to be played.
Yeah, I feel like everyone's kind of starting to, like, freak out. They're like, oh, my gosh, we've never lost this many games in a row as long as, like, my class has been here. But, like, I think we all just need to take a deep breath, and, like, it's still so early in the season. Like, you never know what's going to happen. And the MIAA is such a good conference. Like, things are going to shake out. There's going to be so many wins and losses just all across the board. So continuing to push through and continuing to get better. Obviously, that UCM game, it was really close, and it came down literally right to the end. So learning from that one and then going into tonight is really important.
Obviously, you'd love to be just win every match you go out there and play, because that's the name of the game, but there was some good from adversity in learning some of these challenges early in a season, to where, well, you feel like you get into November, things feel a little bit different. Oh, we've been in this situation before. We can battle through some of this.
Mm-hmm. In the past couple years I've been here, I feel like we always peak at the beginning of the season, and then we start to, like, die off at the end when it really starts to matter. So we have our fingers crossed that we're just flipping it this year.
I like that. That's pretty good. Northwest Missouri State, they've got a match coming up this evening against Missouri Western after a pair against Missouri Southern and Central Missouri over the weekend. Coach talked about a little bit last week, but still battling some of those errors, and last year it was bottom of the league in attack errors, and so you're seeing a few more this year. Is it just a matter of still of gelling and some of those newer faces kind of getting used to everything going on?
Sure, we were improved in errors last week. We want to be at 12% and we are at 11, so we were hitting where we needed to be. Obviously from that piece, some of the errors in their timing, I think, were not very good from what we were doing. But overall, I think we improved in that piece. And so continuing to talk about it, continuing to train our way out of it, I think you just got to hit your way out of errors and get smarter as you go through and figure out how to make better shots in your situations. And I did see some of that happen last week for us. So I feel good about our errors from what we did on the weekend, and hopefully we can continue that trend of getting them lower and lower.
Abby, do you have to make sure that you're not pressing? If a couple points don't go your way, or there's a couple errors, like, all right, don't put too much on my shoulders to do too much. Coach always says control the controllables, but I think as an athlete and as a human in general, sometimes, like, I can do more instead of just I got to do my job in general. Do you see any pressing at all, or is it kind of we're doing okay?
I feel like we're okay. I'm a really, like, relaxed player all the time. Like, I don't take things super seriously. I'm kind of just out there doing my own thing type of thing. So I don't usually feel super pressed. I feel like that helps bleed, like, to the people around me. Like, okay, guys, just take a deep breath. Like, it's okay if you make an error. Volleyball is obviously a game of who's going to make the error first. Like, that's literally the name of the game. So just making sure that we stay calm, cool, and collected. And, like, it's okay if you're going to make an error or two. She's not going to yank you if you make one. I think that's just something we need to get through our heads.
We're talking Bearcat Volleyball and the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KLRNW with head coach Amy Wirth as well as junior Abby Brunson. Coach talked about it a moment ago, but Abby, you like the chance to dive right back in against Missouri Western. A quick turnaround here.
Yeah, I like the quick turnaround most of the time, unless I'm, like, really sore. But I feel like we all kind of, like, are still have, like, our game faces on from the weekend, and we're just ready to get back in it. And, like, we really like to play Mo West. We play really well at Mo West, and we really don't want to hear them ring that stupid bell.
It is the worst thing in the MIAA. I'm just going to put it out there now. Is this a pseudo home game? I mean, just the fact that it's a short road trip, it's quick like this.
It kind of has the vibe of a home game. We usually travel down there pretty well, and there's a lot of Bearcat fans. And like I said, we play well down there. I feel like we kind of got the vibe, like maybe St. Joe can be our home court every once in a while.
I'm with it for that. As a Northwest Missouri State taking on Missouri Western tonight, Coach, they've got a second-year head coach. They're an improved team. What makes them tough?
She had a really good recruiting class that came in. They're freshmen, so they are young. They are going to make some errors along the way, and so we need to take advantage of that. But she's sticking with that lineup and believing in that process and staying true to what they're doing and just going to make them improve. And she's a good coach, so she's going to get them to improve throughout the whole entire season. But they have had a good preseason. I think they're 7-3 right now, so they've done a nice job. And then, you know, they did lose to UCM and went ahead and beat Moso. So they're feeling pretty good, and I think it's important for us to come in and just do our jobs at a high level and make sure we're not letting them have any more traction than they think they're going to have at their home and be able to take our game on the road and do a nice job.
Northwest Missouri State taking on Missouri Western in St. Joseph this evening at 6 o'clock, then back home for Newman coming up on Friday evening. Coach Abby, thanks for the time. Good luck this evening.
Thank you.
That is Abby Brunson and Amy Wirth, Northwest Missouri State Volleyball. Once again, Bearcats on the road in St. Joseph. Easy road trip for fans to make. It gets underway at 6 o'clock tonight. We'll take a timeout and be back with more on the Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for KXCV, KLRNW comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on products and service at 660-446-3376.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, providing local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday, and news updates throughout the day at MarylandVilleDailyForum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back to the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch. Time now to talk soccer as the Northwest Missouri State soccer team has another big week coming up. But first of all, Coach Mark Gordon, let's just talk a little bit about this past weekend. 1-1 tie with Missouri Western and then a tough trip down to Warrensburg with a 2-0 loss there.
Yeah, so Friday I felt like all elements of the game, we were on point, minus, you know, putting balls away. Had some really early opportunities, and just in a set piece situation, just got turned a little bit on a defensive assignment. The ball deflected off of one of our girls and went in for them. Kind of gave them some momentum. So up through the half, I felt like things evened out a little bit. We started the second half on our front foot again and just had a lot of the ball and we're moving it well. Managed to get it equalized, but just ran out of time. I just felt overall, I mean, a lot of good things happened for us in the game, and it's a cruel game sometimes. You can have a lot of success, but you've got to score goals. So
That is true. No doubt about that. And again, with us, we have Amina Arnau along with Elena Shormoff. And Elena, it's the first time we've had you on the show this season anyway, and good to have you with us on the program. And just kind of talk about the way this season's gone for you personally.
Personally, it's been really good. This year, I feel like with all the incoming freshmen, they're just super sweet, and I love them all. But overall, I just, like, love the team, so it's going really great.
All right. And, Amina, I think this is for you to maybe start hosting this show a little bit. We've had you on here, so it's good to have you back.
Yes, I'm back and better than ever. So.
All right. And, again, kind of a tough weekend this past weekend. But, again, playing well, I think. Just, again, one of those deals where just didn't quite, as the coach said, get enough goals in there today.
Yeah, it was really frustrating. It's one of those games where you just dominate most of the time and you're just, like, trying to put the ball in. And it can be frustrating at times just trying to keep your head on right. But, you know, there will be times where we're going to come out with the win, so I'm not worried, and I'm very confident in our team.
And it is a long season, too, just one of those weekends that you can kind of learn from and grow from, I would guess.
Mm-hmm. Yes. For sure.
And, Mark, as you kind of take a look at the way this past weekend went, too, what are some of the things that you want to build off of?
Sure. Well, you know, we talked a little bit about Friday into Sunday against UCM. Again, they're always very organized and a successful program. Just felt like we were in a good place, and I don't know that we had our best performance, and you attribute some of that to their ability and their talent, but looking forward to the opportunity to see them again this week with our pod set up, and so we'll have our conference game with them this coming Sunday. They had a lot of the ball. The things I would take away from it is you know, the girls in both instances, you know, we had to defend a little bit more down at UCM, and we hadn't been exposed to that too much at the level that we did. There wasn't any frustration. There was a lot of communication. I felt like that we kept our emphasis and the things that we want to be as a team in the run of play, and things just weren't going our way, and they created a lot of problems for us. So the takeaway from that is that, like, we'll try and work through problems and in the game. On Friday's match, you know, the takeaway for me again is, even though a strand of bad luck in terms of the possession we had and the opportunities, I think, you know, the players understand the importance of when those opportunities arise, you can, and being able to impact a team and their mentality early and not letting them sneak into a game becomes more important. So just overall, I think we're in a good place, and we're looking forward to moving forward with what we've learned over the last two matches.
And again, as we talked with your players here, in a long season, so a lot of good things well ahead of you here. So.
Yes. Like I said, Sunday we have Moso on. It's our last non-conference regional with a conference opponent, and then Sunday is the opening day of conference play, so we're excited.
Yeah, I imagine that's kind of nice, too, the fact that, as you say, you get a chance to maybe get back out there and get back at UCM here just in such a quick period of time there.
Yeah, I you know, it's not even about – it's great to know where you're at with the level of opponent and how they play, but it's for me, it's more about not them, but proving to ourselves who we are and the abilities that we have and that we can compete, continue to compete at a very high level in our region.
Again, we are talking with Elena Shormoff and Amina Arnau as well. And let's talk a little bit maybe off of the field here, just a little bit for the two of you. And Elena, just tell us a little bit about some things that you enjoy doing when you get a chance to get away from soccer. So.
Honestly, I just love hanging out with friends, especially team. I think some of my best friends here are on the team, and I just, like, love doing stuff with them outside. Going on walks, I do a lot of that with some people on the team. That's just where I can get away and just hang out.
Hey, as far as academically, what's your current emphasis there?
I am mass media advertising.
Well, that's good. You spend a lot of time in Wells Hall, then, right?
Yes, I do, all the time.
Well, we need to get you over KXTV and get you on
sure.
there with us. So.
Yeah.
And in a minute, let's talk about what do you like to do away from soccer?
Usually I like to read. I'm a big reader. I also enjoy watching movies. And since my sister's like down the street, I enjoy just hanging out with her, driving to her house. But yeah, like Elena said, most of my closest friends are on the team. So that's really good with the chemistry and stuff. So
coming in, I imagine you knew quite a few of the players just because of
yes.
your sister. So
yes.
that has to help as far as stepping in and feeling right at home with this team.
Yeah, for sure. Meeting most of the team before I came was a big help, I would say. They were really familiar with me. I was familiar with them. So, you know, leaving home and coming here, it wasn't so scary. It already felt like a second home to me. So.
And what's your academic emphasis right now?
So as of right now, I am a biology major. I'm been thinking about switching it, but we'll see. Not the easiest one.
No, not at
yeah,
all.
Yeah.
Well, you like a challenge, right?
Yes, I do. I'm going to stick it out for sure.
All right. And Coach, let's talk about something else you've got coming up that I think is something that is a very good thing to be involved with, a fundraising opportunity to help out a former player and her son. Again, Beckett Fowler is the son with a rare form of brain cancer, and helping out, again, the former player was Tammy Fowler, but she was Tammy Iberger when she was at Northwest. And how did the teams start to get involved with this project? And just tell folks what's coming up that they can help out.
Tammy reached out through our alumni Facebook page and kind of explained Beckett's story and what they've been going through in his process. They're still currently in Tennessee at St. Jude, some follow-up treatments and things. The success of the removal of the tumor and things has been very good. He's on the rebound and just taking care of some things. And basically, she reached out in terms of things you don't learn until you're in this bubble that, government funding for child cancer is, you know, in the whole industry, it's like 2 or 3%. And just awareness. In September, the color is golden and gray for childhood cancer awareness in September. I didn't know September was that. And so it wasn't really, it's the funding, it's about awareness. The funding is really to go to the ATRT organization who specifically works on this particular brain tumors in kids for research, surgeries, helping other families. So, you know, it wasn't, you know, they weren't looking to get support. It was more about awareness and if we could host something. And I have never met Tammy, so we've had a few phone calls, a FaceTime, and just getting to learn about the process and what they've been through and being asked to support it and make awareness. Approached the team. I didn't even get to finish what I was saying there at training one day, and I said it's a short time from there. Just said let's do it. Like so, they're all on board, and we're looking forward to hosting the event. You know, we want people to come out. We'll have some T-shirt giveaways for the gold out. Opportunities to donate to the ATRT through a QR code that we'll have there, and again just come out and rally. Their hashtag is Beckett's Warrior, so Sunday we're going to be Beckett's Warriors and root for Beckett and his family.
And, you know, athletics can do so many different things, not only for the players on your team and what it brings for intercollegiate athletics and what they gain going through college and everything, but just something like this is another way that athletics can be such a positive for things.
It really can. You know, for me, since in my time here, I've wanted to connect a little bit more with the alumni. We have the alumni page. There's just some things that we've done to try and welcomed them back. And, you know, I told Tammy, I said it's a horrible circumstance in the way that we're having to meet, but at the same time, we're happy to help, and we want to do some fun and other organized things with the alumni. So I'm glad she reached out to us and was willing to, you know, give us the opportunity to create some awareness.
And Tammy was a heck of a player in her time at Northwest, and they hold a couple of records still with a record for goals and points, and also was the Northwest Women's Athlete of the Year in 2011.
Yes, so she was quite productive for the soccer team in her time here.
And Elena, and you better just talk a little bit about, I know when he's saying that the team really didn't have to think much to be a part of this, you were both shaking your head and say yes, and what does this mean to be able to be a part of something like this?
I'm completely, like, on board with this whole situation, and I honestly am just blessed that we have the, like, position to be able to stand up and help each other and spread awareness, so I'm just really blessed that we get the opportunity to help support their family.
Yeah, I definitely agree with her, and like Coach said, it's, like, horrible that we have to meet an alumni this way, but we're happy to help always.
I imagine it just means so much that you can do some good on top of just the fun you have playing soccer and things representing the school, that chance to step out and do some good ones.
Yeah, sure, for sure.
All right. Well, Coach, again, great having you with us on the show.
Yep, thank you. Yeah, I just, I always think, you know, it's such a great platform athletics gives, and to have the women that I do is a blessing.
Yeah, especially when you see that they didn't have to think twice to step up and do this. So.
Yeah.
Again, we are talking soccer right now with the head coach of the Northwest soccer team, Mark Gordon, along with a couple of his players who stopped by to help us on the show here, and Alina Shermoff and Amanda Arnell. We'll be back and have more coming up right after this time.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back into the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show, talking Northwest Missouri State Cross Country as the Bearcats coming off a successful Woody Greeno invite in Lincoln, Nebraska over the weekend. We're joined by head cross country coach Wade Cunningham, a sophomore from the women's squad Whitney Post, and Brandon Mundorf, a junior coming from the men's team. Appreciate all you guys coming on, chatting with us today. And Wade, first of all, top five finishes for both Northwest teams at the Woody Greeno invite, and not top five finishes with a small meet, a lot of teams out there to compete with a heck of a weekend.
Yeah, top five finishes on both sides was fantastic, and I think it makes it more exciting that we didn't run everybody on either side, so we still have a little left in the tank, little in the reserves, little mystery for other teams to wonder about, but the way our athletes stepped up and performed was fantastic.
Whenever you're having individual record-setting performances on both sides, but then you mentioned having some still in the reserves and the runners, you do have that going out there putting up some big-time numbers and some PRs. You know, we've seen Nebraska Kearney in these two meets so far, finishing above Northwest just barely. Does that kind of give you some confidence that, like, they really don't know what we have still in the stable?
Yeah, you're exactly right. We're right there with Kearney. We were missing two women, missing one guy deliberately. It was a deliberate decision on our part. The unfortunate thing is they know, they saw them before, they know we've got them, so they're not too much of a surprise, but they know we're coming, and they're a little nervous about it.
Well, a strong start for Northwest Missouri State with the Griffin Twilight, now the Woody Greeno invite. Brandon, for you, your second race in a Bearcat uniform. How's that feel getting out there? And obviously, the success, too, but then kind of getting to know the teammates, the coaches, and just everything to this point.
Yep. No, it's super exciting. Running in a Bearcat jersey, just lining up with those guys on the line, like, ready to race. Our goal is to leave it out there for everyone on the team as well. So, like, one is hurting, it feels good knowing, like, everyone else is hurting in the same spot, running for each other.
You know, once you cross the finish line, you'll have a chance to get a little bit of reprieve, but in the moment, you keep on pushing through, and you put up really a steady pace throughout that entire race to where maybe some got out a little too fast, but you just kind of kept finding people as you went and picking them off as you go. Is that kind of your thing? I want to go out, I'm just going to be steady the whole way and not really maybe a kick there at the end, but not allow yourself to get too much too early.
Yeah, that's kind of my style, I would say. Of course, try to get out faster and just hold it. Moving forward would be a goal, but yeah, I like to pretty much even split the races and then just finish with a great kick, hopefully.
Are you getting 5-6 K in and then kind of like, uh-oh, I'm kind of feeling it. It's that mental battle at that point.
Yeah. So I try to speed up when I get tired towards the end of the races. I just feel like it's a mental game at that point, just trying to get done as soon as possible.
We're talking Northwest Missouri State Cross Country. Brandon Mundorf and Whitney Post, the student athletes from the men's and women's team, as well as head coach Whit Cunningham. Whitney, for you, putting up a new PR in Nebraska, do you feel like warming up, like, it's going to be a good day? Is that one of those things you just feel, or you cross the line, you look, and you say, oh, this turned out pretty well?
Well, going into it, I knew that all the training was working really well, and workouts were going great, and Wick had talked to me before, just telling me to trust myself and trust my training, and it was going to be a great day. I didn't feel any, like, necessarily exceptionally special compared to other days warming up. It just felt like another meet, but, I mean, that's just consistency and working up towards that and it paying off, so.
Is that the goal too, Wick, or just the consistency, knowing that it will come on race day, and it's a lot easier than whenever you're running out in brutal Maryville heat, cold, wind, whatever. Once you're out there race day with everybody else, it's adrenaline.
Yeah, exactly right. Consistency is the key word. I think I probably use that a million times a day. They probably get sick of me hearing it, but the fact that Whitney said it means it got through to them. consistency is huge in our sport, not having disruptions along the way, and that's really the only thing guaranteed to keep getting you better. There's no fancy workouts, nothing special that we do. It is consistency and belief in yourself.
And Whitney, for you, cut off 22 seconds from the Griffin Twilight 2 weeks before to the Woody Greeno. Was that by design? And also, do you feel like I've got some more time that I'm going to shed before this season's over?
Yeah, the Griffin Twilight course, the footing was not super smooth, where the Woody Greeno one was on a golf course, so it was really smooth and really nice. So I think that kind of added to that cutoff time, but then also just the training and working up to that was 2 more weeks, and the course made a lot of difference, and also how the race went out and teammates that I got to race with at Woody Greeno. I was racing with my teammate Shelby, and we were working really well together, and we were able to push each other throughout the race. So
a terrific finish as a team. The men finished second, the women finished fourth at the Woody Greeno invite in Lincoln, Nebraska over the weekend. For Whitney and Brandon, when you go through training, so I've heard a former Olympic runner, and this is more training for the Olympic marathon, I guess, so it's different, but it's the same, right? It's running, but it's a little shorter. But she talked about how her coach had said, one third of the time, you're going to feel great. One third of the time, you're not really going to feel good at all. And then there's kind of that middle third where it's just like you're showing up and you're putting the work in. Do you kind of feel the same way as you go throughout a season like this, then into the indoor cross country or track and beyond, where it's not always going to feel great, but as Wick talked about the consistency earlier, it's putting in that work, knowing that there are better days ahead.
Yeah, definitely. I tend to try to use that like scale of thirds kind of to gauge like if the training is enough. Like if I'm feeling good and great for like 90% of the time, then maybe we should up the training. Or if I'm feeling bad and not good for too much, then we should down the training and just adjust based on that.
Brandon, do you kind of run into similar? Is there anything you do on the week of a meet to like make sure that by the time Saturday rolls around, you're feeling a little less sore and ready to go?
Yeah, I would just say recovery is a big thing, especially on race week. Just making sure you're getting enough food, enough sleep, just the basic stuff. Treating your body right.
Well, Northwest Missouri State going from the Griffin Twilight in St. Joseph, the Woody Greeno invite in Lincoln. Then in a couple weeks, the Gans Creek Classic in Columbia and Wick. Whitney had talked about the race course changing a little bit from week to week from the different places you've been at. Gans Creek has hosted the SEC Championships. It's an awfully nice place. From what I gather, haven't been there firsthand, but how big is this, just the chance to get out with a lot of good teams and an awfully nice course?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Getting the chance to see great competition, get on the course. The course is huge for us because this is where our conference championship is this year. Getting to preview that, you know, unlike track, all tracks are, they're just an oval, but cross country, everything's a little bit different. So we need to get out there and see it, get a feel for it. Be like, okay, if I'm struggling it here in the race, I got to know at the conference meet, I might start struggling there again, and I can work through that. And it's a beautiful course. It's super wide, little rolling, nothing crazy, good footing, just a beautiful setting for our meet.
Is this one that you like the pre-race run where you, before you go out, because like, man, it's nice?
Yeah, I like it myself. I get out there and jog around myself a little slower than all these guys, but I'm out there.
Well, Northwest Missouri State Cross Country coming off a terrific Woody Greeno invite, and then the Gans Creek Classic coming up on September 29th in Columbia. Wick, Whitney, Brandon, thank you for the time, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Northwest Missouri State Cross Country head coach Wick Cunningham, a sophomore from the women's team, Whitney Post, and a junior from the men's team, Brandon Munsdorf, joining us. We'll take a break and be back with more here on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil carries a full line of feeds from Purina and Land O'Lakes, along with gates, water tanks, and bulk bins to fit a variety of needs. More information at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at Conception Abbey.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We are broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch, and time to turn our attention to football. And we're joined now by Bryce Kern, a linebacker for Northwest Missouri State. And Bryce, talked to you a little bit before they went on the air here. I'm telling you that you make me feel a little bit old when I see you down there, because it doesn't seem like it's that long ago that your dad was running the ball out of Bud Elliott's wishbone offense for Northwest.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So do you have any influence in having you transfer from Missouri Western up to Northwest?
I would say not too much. He kind of let me do what I did, but he knew what I really wanted, and that was to win. And so he kind of pushed a little harder this time to get me up here.
I would have think from him being a running back at Northwest, it might have been a little hard for your first decision there to go to Missouri Western.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty difficult for him to put on the black and gold, but I realized quickly that place was not for me, and so I'm up here in the green now.
Well,
so.
Boy, you're looking good in the green and white, that's for sure. Moving into the starting lineup at a linebacker position this season after having a good year last year, I think, but behind some guys that were pretty good a year ago. Now you're making a name for yourself, second leading tackler on the team right now. And talk about the transition moving into the starting lineup this year.
Yeah, you know, I was really blessed to learn from some really good guys from the past with Sam Phillips. I even kind of learned from Jackson Barnes at the Mike linebacker spot. But I got good guys to look next to with Andrew Dumas and Isaac Volstead, kind of giving me some tips, some hints, and stuff to kind of make me feel comfortable out there. And so, you know, it's been kind of fun, nice and easy, finally getting out there and getting to do what I love to do.
And again, in high school, you were a running back as well as a linebacker. What was the biggest thing that was it? You or the coaches decided that you'd be better in college at a linebacker position than maybe a running back?
Yeah, most of the time it was the coaches, but I was pretty open to everything. I just wanted to come to college and play and just get on the field however I could, whether that's running back, linebacker, or you know, center. I would play it all, so I was just kind of looking to get on the field.
So what's the difference from being a running back where you're getting hit as opposed to being a linebacker out there and applying the hits? Explain a little bit about the difference in that, and is it more fun to apply the hit than to be hit out there?
Oh yeah, it's definitely way better to give the hit than receive those blows that you would get, but it wasn't too much that difficult for me. I'm kind of a ball hunter, and so it's kind of the same thing with finding holes as a running back as you are with a linebacker. You got to find those holes and know what the running back's looking for. So it wasn't too bad for me.
Well, you had a pretty good high school career as well on both sides of the ball.
Yep, not too bad. I really like running back. That's kind of in my heart, but linebackers go now. I'd say it's doing pretty decent for me.
Well, I would say so. Moving into the starting lineup in a position that there's a lot of tradition at Northwest Missouri State with a good linebacking core.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I even get to see Jake Volstead about every day, and so seeing him and kind of watching some old film of how those guys used to play, we still try to take on that mentality of just being the nastiest guys on the field and kind of those leaders in the weight room and on the field, just kind of helping everybody out.
Of course, Jake doing some strength and conditioning coaching as well, and just one of the top linebackers that ever come through the program. What does he do as far as maybe advice or anything that he gives you to help out?
You know, sometimes I would say it's more football advice. It's just kind of life advice and just kind of sit, walking around, see him around the facility, see how hard he still works, how he interacts with people, and especially with his brother. We all just kind of sit down and talk sometimes and say what's up to each other and kind of keep in touch.
I understand it's kind of hard to beat Jake to the weight room. From my understanding, he's there pretty bright and early every day.
Oh, yeah, he's there. I don't even know what time he gets there, but he's definitely there before me. So you never can beat that guy anywhere.
Well, it's been kind of not necessarily a tough year yet because there are a lot of football left to be played, but it seems like on the defensive side, you're seeing a lot of growth out of this team right now. And even though it was a loss to Fort A State this past Saturday, I think a lot of good things came out of what you guys were doing out there.
Oh yeah, for sure. We've really started to hone in on those details. We've been trying to hammer them since the beginning of the season, but obviously, as you know, you can't get past two losses and still make the playoffs. And so we already started getting back to those details, and it kind of showed up last week. Our D-line had an excellent week. DBs were challenged, but, I mean, they were playing some great athletes with Fort Hays. And so we're just kind of switching back to our old selves, helping each other out, and kind of finding our groove and who we really are.
Talk about that D-line, 4 sacks on the night against Fort Hays State. Got a couple of guys moving into the starting lineup along there, like yourself at the linebacker position, where you got a lot of snaps a year ago, but now kind of a leadership role getting in that starting lineup, and it seems like a lot of things are starting to come together for both the D-line and the linebacking core.
Oh, yeah. They're finally starting to kind of figure out their rhythm and who they are. And those new guys are stepping up big time, kind of helping out those past guys with Jake Fisher and Kobe Claiborne, kind of getting those guys free and letting them make plays. And, I mean, even those new guys stepping in made some big plays last week too, so it's been nice.
And Mitch is fun to play behind those guys.
Oh, man. Gosh, it's too much fun. They make my job pretty easy, so I always got to love up on them.
Look at this week of Lincoln coming up. Obviously, you don't want to look past a Lincoln team that I think, from everything I've seen, much improved over what they were a year ago. Second year with their head coach, and they haven't got the wins yet, but seeing some of the little things they're doing, that's much better than what they were.
Oh yeah, they're definitely not a team to look past. They got explosive receivers, decent running back, a quarterback that can run the ball, and so our job is just to minimize everything that they do. So having a great defense that can kind of stop them. Sorry, I'm kind of buzzing out, but yeah, we just got to minimize everything that they do. Explosive plays, they're a big explosive play team, and that's kind of been our short end of the stick is those explosive plays. And so just honing in on those details, listening to what the coaches are saying, and I think we'll do pretty good against them.
Well, let's just talk a little bit off the field. Again, I know football, and like all the sports, takes so much time away, just training and everything, where you don't have a lot of time. But when you have an opportunity to kind of get away from things and relax a bit, what are some things you like to do?
Man, I'm a big video game guy and TikTok, so not much besides that, besides video games and TikTok. And
now are you making the TikTok videos yourself?
No, I just watch them. Yeah, I just watch.
Didn't know if we needed to send people to TikTok to see what you're doing.
No, let's not.
All right, academically, what are you looking for there?
Oh, great. I'm majoring in recreation, and I will be graduating this spring, and then coming back with 2 years eligibility still, so I'm going to work on getting my MBA.
All right, well, sounds great.
Yep.
And that's one thing, too. I see a lot of the football team and just all in general, all the athletics areas where that GPA is an important thing. And imagine a little competition among you guys just to keep the GPAs up, then.
Oh, yeah. We're always striving to be great on the field and great off the field. And so my goal is to never have bad grades. And, you know, I've been working really hard my whole life doing that. So. Yeah.
All right. Well, Bryce, thanks a lot for being with us here on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, that's the linebacker for the Bearcat football team, Bryce Krohn. We'll be back. We've got more coming up right after this timeout.
Support for KXEV, KLRNW comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support for KXCV KLRNW comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. Today's broadcast is underwritten by Millen Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon. Millen Dinsdale is proud to have former Bearcat offensive lineman Tanner Owen on the team as a crop specialist. To contact Tanner, Aaron, or the rest of the crew, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support comes from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers a variety of tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The design center is open Monday through Saturday and is online at eckerdsflooring.com.
Support for KXCV, KLRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back on to the KXCV KLRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, as we're now talking with Northwest Missouri State Assistant AD for Sports Medicine, one of the athletic trainers here on campus, the head athletic trainer on campus, Matt Canella, joining us, as well as Northwest Missouri State Assistant AD for Communications and Media Relations, Colin McDonough. Appreciate you guys coming on, talking with us. And Matt, it's a big weekend. It's family weekend, of course, as John and I talked about. The football game coming up, it's a big one against Lincoln. But before any of that gets rolling, we've got the annual Athletic Trainers 5K coming up. It's an annual event that folks look forward to and a chance to raise some funds for the athletic training staff, and something I'm sure you always look forward to.
Yeah, it's always a fun weekend. It's always nice to see the people come back, especially our alumni that come back and some of the people that are really big supporters of us. And obviously seeing past friends and colleagues is always a lot of fun to see where they're at. But also our former student-athletes coming back and really getting to see kind of what they've done life after sports. And then it's always nice when they bring their families back, and it kind of brings it full circle almost.
Now, I know a lot of people look at this, and from being there, it's – you do see a lot of former student-athletes, some current student-athletes there, a lot of folks that work on campus, but this is community-wide. Anybody in Nottoway County, if you're coming in for family weekend because maybe you played in the band back in 1987, this is for everybody. We want to see everybody get out because you guys are trying to raise some funds. You can continue to do your job at a high level there with the training staff, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the one thing that sets us apart from a lot of, from every other sport on campus besides strength and conditioning is the same thing as us, where everything, all the support and all the donations that we get goes right back into our student athletes, and it affects every student athlete. It's not just this one unit that we were able to buy with the funds is for one sport. It's for all student athletes. It's healthcare and healthcare for every one of our student athletes.
So coming up 7 a.m. is when things get actually underway. 6:15 is check-in. That'll be in front of Lampkin,
yep,
correct?
Yep, Lampkin Circle Drive. If it is raining, we'll try to put out on social media, and we'll work with our folks in our social media department to be able to push that out. But if it is raining, like I said, we will go into the Hughes. It's already reserved, so if it's too wet out, we will go inside. It is also a glow run, so we will be handing out glow sticks and other glowing items for you to be able to wear while you're running. I can't say that the lights will be off in the Hughes. Maybe just part of the lights,
fun,
maybe.
Though.
It would be. It would be. So okay. Maybe we'll talk to the higher-ups and see if we can turn off some lights so we can really get the glow sticks.
I feel like this is kind of a throwback to your, like, Cirque du Soleil days.
It might be. You know, we got the idea kind of from the Michael Jackson show where they have their suits that are glowing and they, you know, it's a stick figure on a person. I think I might get outfitted if Jake has his way.
I feel like maybe we could do this at midnight one year and it'll just be pitch black.
Well, that was the plan, but then I was kind of like, I don't know if we want people running at night. That might not be a good idea.
We'll cross that bridge. We'll figure out the logistics with Chief Green, everybody on campus at a later date.
Absolutely.
Again, Athletic Trainers 5K is coming up this weekend. It starts at 7 a.m. Check-in's going to be at 6:15 in the morning. You can still register. nwmissouri.edu/get-involved/family-weekend. We'll be joined by Northwest Missouri State Assistant AD for Sports Medicine, as well as Colin McDonough. Not only is the 5K coming up, also, there's an online silent auction, isn't there?
There is a silent auction. We have a lot of good items. Former Bearcat Trevor Hudgens donated a signed Rockets jersey. That'll be hopefully be a big item for us. There was a football helmet. We had some donations from a lot of good sponsors, as well as people on campus. Rod Barr, he was able to help us out and cut out some signs. There's actually a really sweet football Bearcat sign, as well as a metal paw. Some Hy-Vee meat packages on there. There's a golf stay and play, courtesy of Mazingo. Also, KQ Performance, Jake Volstead also donated some personal training sessions and consultations, Northwest Chiropractic on there as well. And then we're also, you know, huge shout out to our sponsors that are always helping us out with Mosaic and Rogers Pharmacy. Without their support, I don't, they wouldn't be able to do what we're able to do today.
I would almost pay to avoid getting trained by Jake Volstead because I feel like I'd walk away very sore by the time that was all said and done.
You're probably not wrong, but it might be worth it. Who knows?
For those that want to get in shape.
Right, it'd be, right.
I'm not sure I want to go down that road.
Certain people that like to run, they might want to train for their marathons or half marathons. That might be
The 5K could be the precursor, right?
They could get their foot in the door to be able to run.
It should be a terrific weekend. Once again, the Athletic Trainers 5K coming up. Colin McDonough with us, too. Matt, whenever you think about it, how long has this been going on, this race, you know?
It's probably about 20, 25 years that's been happening. It's been a big supporter for the sports medicine department and really been helping us to be able to buy new equipment or aiding in the purchase of new equipment, be able to send people on different trainings and things like that, and just helping out where we need help budgetarily-wise.
The 5K is a staple of family weekend as well, so hope to see everybody out there. Once again, 7 a.m. is whenever things get rolling. 6:15 in the morning check-in coming up this Saturday. To register, go online to nwmissouri.edu/get-involved/family-weekend. There's your whole schedule of family weekend events. Just click on the Athletic Trainers 5K there. If you want to find the link to the online silent auction, just go on Twitter to the @NWSportsMed Twitter account, and there's a link right there in one of the top tweets. Click on that. That'll take you right where you need to go. So, gentlemen, looking forward to it. Should be another terrific Athletic Trainers 5K coming up this weekend.
It should be.
Colin McDonough, Matt Canella joining us. Of course, Matt, the assistant AD for sports medicine, the primary person on with us here today. Appreciate you guys coming on, and hopefully a great weekend.
Thank you. Look forward to it.
We'll take a time out and be back to wrap things up here on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from SureGrow Plant Food Company in Forest City. Locally owned and operated, SureGrow's provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies since 1951. More information on SureGrow products and services at 660-446-3376. Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Gardner Family Dentistry on South Main in Maryville. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner and his staff specializes in treating the whole family and offer a variety of services, including general dentistry, crowns, implants, and more. Gardner Family Dentistry welcomes new patients. More information at MarysvilleSmiles.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Kodeman in St. Joseph, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com. Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to Pizza Ranch on the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we wrap things up for another edition of this program. I think that's the best interview I've heard Colin McDonough can do in this entire time here at Northwest Missouri State. But at any rate, don't forget we've got Bearcat football coming up next Saturday, this upcoming Saturday. 12:30 will be Bearcat game day before the 1:30 kickoff at Bearcat Stadium Northwest and Lincoln University, getting ready to go at it. And we'll have all the play-by-play of that one for you coming up on Saturday afternoon. Reminder, you're listening to KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. We'll be back to have another edition of the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show coming up next Tuesday right here at Pizza Ranch in Maryville.